Folks, this is just a snippet of our Patreon-exclusive show, Wrestling with Bullshit, but the news about WrestleMania was just too massive to pass up, so I thought I'd give you guys a little preview, and you can check us out over on Patreon and get involved with the wrestling community aspect of World Class Bullshitters. So without any further ado, enjoy the show. Fuck the WWE! Yes, you heard it here first, folks. Now, you're probably wondering, Jeff, you don't ever talk about wrestling on the YouTube channel. This is normally on Patreon. Well, folks, this is a big deal. So it's official. WrestleMania is canceled, and I guess you hear me say canceled with some hesitation in my voice, because the event will go on at the WWE Performance Center. So, Kendo, instead of hosting the biggest spectacle of the professional wrestling year in front of 80,000 people, you know, people from all over the world, an international audience, an international stage, if you will, we're going to have it in front of no audience in a small warehouse in front of no one. This is the worst idea since the Brawl for All, McMahon's Millions. Like, give me some other fucking terrible WWE ideas.
Mark Henry knocks up Mae Young, and she gives birth to a hand. Vince is behind the Ministry of Darkness, the whole corporate ministry thing. Rikishi did it for The Rock, was a terrible one. Trying to think, Vince Russo in general. I'm trying to think some other terrible WWE things. Pretty much the entire last 5 years. The multiple cuck angles that Vince seems to get his jollies at. Mm-hmm. Trying to think. John Cena for the last decade. But yeah, this is probably pretty bad. This is right up there. This is terrible. Because like the appeal of WrestleMania from a former hardcore casual fan at best, the appeal to WrestleMania is, one, just to go there and say, look, I'm at the biggest spectacle on the wrestling calendar. And now you can't.
No, you can't. I'm pissed. I know this is a very biased answer, but I have gone to the last 14 WrestleManias in a row. It would have been 15, but I didn't miss out on this show. I don't think my streak is dead. I'm gonna finagle some way to say, like, hey, I've been to every live WrestleMania since WrestleMania 22. Because I can't say I've been to every one since, you know, 2006, because the WWE pulled this shit. Now, before people get up in arms, I get it. It's for the safety. But we were talking about it on Political Bullshit earlier with Vince McMahon waiting to the last minute. So basically repeat what you said earlier about once real sports started canceling, shit got real.
So once real sports started canceling, the NBA, you know, real legitimate sports, not, you know, scripted entertainment, sporting entertainment, whatever they want to call themselves. Once the NBA, you know, start, you know, the writing was on the wall. Once the NBA, you know, went down, I'm like, okay, my beloved hockey's going. Yeah, within hours, hockey was out. I'm like, God damn it. I was like, you know, once that's down, probably going to lose the Premier League too. Yeah, within, you know, a day or so of that, the English Premier League, you know, went off. And I'm like, son of a bitch. And then MLS went. Then the USL, which is the still professional leagues, but, you know, second on the pyramid of MLS, went down. And then baseball delayed. And then my goddamn beloved Battle Hawk season was canceled. Damn it, the XFL. Yeah, caw was the law, and it still is in this town. They will not declare martial law in the state of Missouri. They'll declare caw law. And so once those started coming off the board, then you're like, all right, the writing's on the wall for everything else. I mean, everything else has to come to a grinding halt at this point. There's no way any – and the thing is, all those leagues, none of them said we're canceling seasons. It was we're postponed – well, the XFL did cancel, but that's because – again, the writing was on the wall. They saw that this was a 4 to 6 to 8 week deal. They were already halfway through their 10 week season. Their season, even with playoffs, was only going to go 12 weeks. So there's like, we're never going to get back out there. By the time we do, we're going to be competing with the NFL, and that's what we're not trying to do head to head. Understandable. They will be back for a second year before you start jumping up there about XFL's dead already. They are already laid out enough money to keep it afloat for 3 years. But I digress. And so, the writing was there. It was there, plain as day. You're going to have to, if you've got anything scheduled that's going to involve large crowds for the next 2 months, you're going to have to postpone things. Vince, being Vince, stared at it and got into a, you know, essentially a Mexican standoff, if I'm allowed to say that, with with the city of Tampa Bay, the county, the state of Florida, essentially the federal government, over his, in his own hubris, where he was just standing there staring at going, I ain't gonna budge, you gonna budge? I ain't gonna budge, you gonna budge? Is he gonna budge? I ain't budging. And he let it go. He could have postponed it. They could have picked another date. No, he let it go. He let it go. He just stood there, watching, waiting. And then it got to the point where he realized, shit, I've let the window go by. I have to back down. But I'm not backing down because I'm Vince McMahon. Damn it. And then made the poorest choice of the three. You could just outright cancel. Nobody would fault you. You could postpone it. Everybody can rearrange their travel because, from what I understand, travel agencies, airlines, hotels, everything like that, people are they're being extremely understanding of these situations because they realize that this is no fault to the traveler. This is stuff that is beyond all of our controls. But he didn't. He said, you know what? The show must go on. This is the guy to remember that continued to pay-per-view after a man in his company and one of his wrestlers, I mean sports entertainers, fell from a ceiling and died in the ring. And he said, we're going to keep going. And he's putting it at the Performance Center behind closed doors. I mean, I guess he's banking on the pay-per-view buys being enough to carry the day. Maybe.
I mean,
I don't know if
it's on the network.
Is it going to be on the network? So it's going to be on the network. So I guess he's not thinking we have to try to sell this thing.
Well, because
kudos for that.
Unless they make an announcement like, hey, we're taking WrestleMania off the network. But during the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view, they just said, hey, WrestleMania will be on the network if you sign up now. So are they going to try to pull this shit? I think they would lose. I don't know how much they'd lose in stock because I'm not really following their stock. But they'd lose a lot of goodwill with a lot of fucking people.
Right now, Jeff, everybody's stocks are going down, but that's not the point. Yeah, he would. I mean, he's going to lose out on – they're obviously losing out the gate. They're going to lose out a good chunk of revenue, but they'll still be able to sell the T-shirts on the WWE shop website. Buy one, get one, you know, half price, you know, code passcode COVID-19. Get you a half off a second shirt. So they'll be able to still sell some merchandise. They'll probably try to spin it as this is the WrestleMania that everyone gets to attend, even though no one gets to attend because, you know, WWE is stupid like that.
I guarantee you they're going to say that.
And they'll come up with something. Yeah, as I say, I might actually pull up my USA TV app and watch the beginning of Raw just to see how they spin it, although that's in 27 minutes, so I might not make that. So I'll have to catch the replay, but it's not the point. It's.
I mean, if you could pull it up as we're – can you pull it up while we're recording?
My bandwidth might hold out for that. We'll see.
Because if it's the case, do it. Because I'd like to hear it. Like, you can just, even if it's plays through a speaker, I can always edit it out. Or if the audio is not dog shit, just leave it in for the audience and not put this on. But
yeah,
this is unprecedented. You know, I knew McMahon wasn't going to cancel outright because he was so hell bent on, you know, I'm Vince McMahon, damn it, and all this other shit. But like
chocolate titties,
yeah, chocolate titties. No, but I was just waiting because I have money invested in this. I have WrestleMania tickets at the house. I have rented an Airbnb. I had a plane ticket that I just canceled, which I lost out on because it was a non-refundable ticket. So I have to fly somewhere on Delta now for this. It's annoying, but I'm not mad that it got canceled. I'm mad at the way they handled the cancellation, if that makes sense. This should have been announced a week ago when the travel ban from Europe was announced. Because it's like, how much of the audience, let's say 15% of your WrestleMania live attendance comes from international people, if not more. People are like, oh, what about kids? What about this? Little kids ain't going to WrestleMania. That shit is, $300 a ticket. You've been Kendo. You know what's up.
Yeah, yeah, it's tickets, you know, it's $300, you know, $400 a pop for decent seats. You got to travel. And, there's a lot of international fans there. Because as you know, Jeff, on the on WrestleMania, especially the Raw after WrestleMania, it's a crazy crowd. A lot of people from, you know, outside the United States. And they typically, you know, they're booing people they would typically cheer and cheering people they'd typically boo. It's a wild crowd. That's the party line.
I think it's just embarrassing, though, that you're going to hold your big spectacle in front of no audience.
Now, if they do it, but they have Triple H on commentary like he was the other night on SmackDown, that could salvage the show. Because that man is entertaining as hell. But still, are they going to have it still like 12 hours long? Because that's going to suck.
Well, there'll be no concerts. They'll probably have way more video packages, which suck. Because I hate video packages at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just trying to like actually have a conversation about this right now outside of fuck, I'm angry. Because I am angry. Like I said, I'm trying to, you know, how does this affect, here's the thing. If WWE really cared, they wouldn't worry about the next set of pay-per-views. They wouldn't worry about Extreme Rules, because this isn't going to end by Extreme Rules or whatever the next pay-per-view is after WrestleMania. No. It's just going to keep on rolling, baby, you know, to reference The Undertaker's theme song. So we're in this position of waiting, waiting, waiting. I personally would have enjoyed if they're like, WrestleMania will happen in front of a live audience, you know, at a later date, we're holding off, it won't take place, you know, on this day. Because, you know, there's a shitload of open stadiums that can necessitate WrestleMania over the summer. And with it being in the summer, let's say Vince can't get Tampa, but let's say he can get, I don't know, the big stadium.
Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City.
Okay, there we go. How many people does that hold?
For football, 76,000, 77,000. For wrestling, it would probably be close to 95.
Yeah, so that's perfect.
And then I'd go.
Yeah, you would go. But the thing, though, too, is it would be the climate. They always say, well, WrestleMania outdoors is testy. That's why, because at this time of the year, we don't know, you know, what the weather's going to be like. Well, if it's the middle of the summer, yeah, it's going to be fucking hot, but you won't have as much of a rain chance. Because I've been to how many outdoor WrestleManias? 24, 20, whatever, 31. Hey, point is, it rained a couple of those that I was at the outdoor WrestleMania for. But you put it somewhere else in the country, once everything's cleared out, people come, and it'll be an even bigger thing. Because, you know, the only good thing to come out of this is the main event of Roman Reigns Goldberg was going to get shit on by the audience. One's going to shit on it.
Yeah, they'll just do it on social media.
Yeah, but who's going to boo it in the crowd, you know?
They're going to pipe in cheers. It'll be funny.
If they pipe in cheers, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, but no, it's kind of one of those morbid curiosity things at this point. I was like, I want to see how they're going to do this, but at the same time, it's like I don't have the desire to watch WrestleMania. I mean, you know this. I even if I would have went with you guys to Tampa, my thing was, you guys can go to WrestleMania. I'm just going to go with you to hang out, but I'm not going to WrestleMania, mainly because I cannot justify myself the ticket price to see what I consider a very inferior product. But at the same time, I want to hang out with you guys. I know for you, it's like a once a year personal, you know, what do you call it, pilgrimage. So it's like your big deal each year. So I wanted you to be able to go. And like the whole time I'm following this, I'm like, well, maybe I hate having to say these things, Jeff, because I don't want my friend to be upset. Although when Dion freaks out, it's kind of funny. But it's like, come on, just make a decision one way or another. If you postpone it, people are going to be butthurt, but they'll get over it because it's just postponed. If you cancel it, yeah, people are going to be upset, but at the same time, a lot of this is out of everyone's control. You put it at the performance center, you're going to get a mixed to crap reaction. Although CM Punk's hot take on Twitter a few minutes ago, where I just pulled it up, was kind of interesting. Let me see if I can pull it up exact or if it's scrolled off, but it was something to the effect of, well, that's one way to make sure Roman finally gets not booed and nobody chants for me.
Nah.
So that is kind of funny. So I know you don't like him, but, you know, fair point. Fair play to him.
I mean,
yeah, that's where we're at.
What they should have done is moved it also and replaced SummerSlam. Nobody needs SummerSlam.
No, a lot of the pay-per-views that they have that are placeholder pay-per-views, nobody really needs. The, Extreme Rules, it's not very extreme, so you could do away with that. Money in the Bank is still kind of a big deal, but you could always put just Money in the Bank ladder matches on the card for WrestleMania like it used to be. I don't know what they have in July. One year was called Great Balls of Fire. You could have done without that. SummerSlam, you could have just pushed it back into September. You know, there's all these ways of Hell in a Cell's in October. You don't even need that one because you fucking ruined that, you know, stipulation over the last couple of years. So there's all these other, you know, essentially placeholder themed pay-per-views that they could have done without. So they could have always moved this around. You could have still had WrestleMania in the summer. If you're like, well, it's going to be hot as hell outside, well, then move it indoors. You know, take it to New Orleans. New Orleans is great for WrestleMania.